guys, you won't believe what I freaking have right now. So, well, first of all, look at both my hands. How am I holding a camera without my hands? I'll show you how I'm holding a camera without my hands. So I got these awesome ass sunglasses that have a freaking camera on the front. So what I'm gonna do for you guys is I'm gonna start doing live deals, meaning I'm gonna go to thrift stores, Craigslist, whatever the case is. I figured I could write about it, I could do audio podcasts on it, I can make videos, but I really want to just bring you along, and I want you to be there with me when I'm doing these deals so you can see and learn how I look at things, how I find things, how I make buying decisions. And yeah, I want you guys to really go through these videos, and the fact that you're basically looking at the world through my eyes is going to really train you. I mean, it's going to be like a, you know, it's not, I don't want to say like a visualization exercise, but it's freaking real life. I mean, it's straight up real, you know, real life deals that are happening. So this is the coolest thing in the whole freaking world, and I'm super excited to do this for you guys. And yeah, I don't think anyone else has ever done it. It's a first thing. And the flippin' ninja has got your back to help you make thousands and thousands of dollars buying, selling, and flipping things on Craigslist, eBay, and thrift stores. So I'm going to hook you guys up. We're going to be doing this regularly, and it's going to be the coolest thing ever. So I'm going to turn it off, and I'm going to be turning this back on when I get there. Hey, what's up, guys? It's AJ here, the Flipping Ninja, and I wanted to quickly show you how I made $60 in under 6 minutes from one thrift store trip. I actually made more than $60 because I bought two things. I bought two items, but I took one of the items and combined it as a package deal for a complete home gym system and set that I was selling. So there's not a specific number dollar amount profit for that one, but it did add value and make the final price for my home gym system that I sold much higher than it would have been without this one piece. If that sounds confusing, don't worry about it. I'll show you here in a sec. So I went into this thrift store and I completely recorded everything, and I'm gonna show you how I made basically how it was a quick thrift store run. I just kind of stopped on my way home from somewhere and I ran through the whole store very quick. I don't normally do runs this quick just because I actually enjoy browsing thrift stores, but yeah, I'm gonna show you guys basically what I look for, what I did, and what came of this thrift store trip. So yeah, here's the video. Yep. So yeah, first thing, I walk in. I normally start on, just take either a direct left or a right and start, and then I circle, go around the whole store. Now right here, I'm looking at like things like knickknacks and just random, you know, dishes and even coffee mugs. There's a lot of money to be made. I kind of skipped it in this thrift store session just because I was kind of looking for bigger ticket items, wanted to be go in and out. So as you can see, this thing right here to your right that you just saw, I ended up actually buying this back extension machine. I bought it, and I'll show you what I did with it later. So moving on, just kind of taking a quick browse at other things.
Bikes are valuable. If you can find a bike that's aluminum, it's very, you can sell it for a giant profit, because aluminum is super valuable. It's just lightweight. Always look for aluminum with bikes. The chair to your right here, that's actually what I bought. I bought that chair, and I made $60 on it. So I bought it, and I picked it up later. So, you know, I keep going, just browsing the furniture and tables and whatnot. And, yeah, like I said, guys, there's so much money here to be made right in front of you, as you can see everywhere. I mean, like I always say, everything sells. Obviously, I'm not going to go and buy everything from this thrift store trip, but just because I'm kind of flying through things, don't think that you can't buy things and make money off of them. So, yeah, here we've got electronics, power tools, we've got more electronics. Printers to the right. I've sold printers. Set, a speaker set system. So this looks like some kind of a sound bar, and I was looking for any kind of model. Now the first thing when you wanna, as you can see, it's $100. It says tested good. The first thing when you come across an item, whenever you wanna determine the value, you wanna always look for the model or the make or like this the brand. So we see that it's a Philips. So right now I'm just immediately, right as I come on the come and see the item, I'm looking for the model. So I'm looking all over and I'm trying to turn it around and I'm looking for the model, because I'm not focused on what the product is. I'm more focused on how much I can make off of it. So I want to find the value. And I flip it over. I finally find it, the model. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly, you know, maybe take 20 seconds and run through the four weapons of determining value on this. So I just want to see how much something like this is worth. So here I'm just, I didn't really get a good view of it, but I'm just simply going through level one. I'm Googling the model and I'm just looking at the few links. Then you hit shopping. So that's the first weapon. And it was pretty quick, but right away I think I saw the numbers and they were selling for 100 to 110, I believe, if I recall. So if I were to buy the speaker set, I did not feel that it was worth a profit. So I decided to immediately pass on it. Now, if you guys look, let's just go back and see how long that whole thing took from when I landed on, when I found the item, to when I made a buying, you know, made the decision to pass on it. So here it is. I find it. And you guys, I want to train you to be able to do this extremely quickly. You have to be able to determine the value of something as fast as you can, because you want to go through as many deals as possible. And you're only focused on that profit. Always remember the profit and what you can sell it for. So here I'm looking at it. I just want to time how long this actually took me to make a decision to pass on it or buy it, if there was a profit margin involved. So let's just backtrack. All right, so still just looking at it. Tested good. It says it's tested good. So bam, I find the model. I immediately Google it. And in this instance, I actually just went through level one of determining value, which is simply just Google the item, the model, and just look at the first few links, and then go to hit the shopping button and see what they're selling for. So right then, right there. So let's see. Okay, so literally, it took me 1 minute and 20 seconds to determine that one. It took me 1 minute and 20 seconds to find out the value of it and to say, no, I'm not going to buy this and move on. Now, look, if you're at thrift stores, you know, spending 15, 20, 30 minutes researching things, you shouldn't be spending that much time doing that. Now, that's why I want you to go out to a thrift store, any thrift store, and just find 10 items and run through the four weapons of determining value on each of those 10 items, because I really want to train you to be able to do this quickly. You know, you want to come across an item, boom, literally no more than 2 minutes. You want to be able to immediately figure out the value and be able to make a buying decision on the spot. I mean, the more you train and practice this with different items, the better you'll get at it, the quicker you can find deals, and the quicker you can flip them and sell them and make money. It's you know, it's like I always ask people, would you rather make $600 in a month, or would you rather make $600 in a week, or even a weekend? You know, the choice is up to you. The number one determining factor is how quick you can be. So, there's been times where there was one time in a single day I spent I think it was $1,300 or $1,400 I spent in a single day. Literally, it took me about probably 5 minutes to make the decision to spend that money, because I knew right away that the return was going to be massive. I probably made about $2,500 back. So let's move on to this video. So I walked away from the speakers, and I'm kind of walking back, taking a second look through all the furniture. And quick browse at the toy section. Now, don't ever miss out or disregard the toy section. There's so much money to be made there, so many things you can mind flip. Like I said before, this is kind of just a quick in and out, concentrated thrift store visit. I mainly wanted to focus on like furniture and electronics. And here, I just randomly came across this cool Mickey Mouse thing that I wanted to see. It's a Mickey Mouse piggy bank, and just wanted to take another browse at some of these items. Now, there's a lot of money to be made here with things like knickknacks and stuff like that. Those are best if you sell them on eBay. So if you want to hang out in that area, constantly be thinking eBay. Obviously, you want to post it, and same with these, like board games and stuff like that. There's, sometimes people find, you know, board games for a couple bucks that are worth, you know, $50, $100, $200, $300. So really get familiar with the different niches of categories and items. And always make sure to post everything on as many channels as possible. So meaning eBay, Craigslist, because the more markets you can be selling in, the more exposure, the more traffic and people and eyeballs you're going to get. So let's say you post an item on Craigslist. You might get, I don't know, let's just say you get 500 eyeballs, 500 people that see that item, okay? And you post that same item on eBay. Now we're talking, you get like another 10,000 eyeballs on that item. So when you're selling, don't ever, you know, a lot of people talk about how certain things are good for, like, for example, oh, posting this item is better to post on eBay. Don't post it on Craigslist. Or posting that is better on Craigslist. You know, I mean, I understand that some things are better for, you know, one or the other. But ultimately, look, post it everywhere you can. You want to hit as many markets as possible. The more eyeballs you can get, the better. So back to my example. If I post an item on Craigslist and I get 500 people to see it, and then I post that same item on eBay and I suddenly get another, you know, 1,000 or 5,000 people who see it, we're suddenly talking, you know, hundreds and thousands of more people. And there could be that one person on eBay who sees it and buys it. And that's especially true for more unique and rare items that you might find. But like I said, whenever you have an item, unless it's a piece of furniture, that's the one exception I'd say. Unless it's like a car or a piece of furniture, you know, I would stick to Craigslist with those, just because the shipping costs to ship like a piece of furniture or a car would be ridiculous. Yeah, but generally try and post them on both channels. Post it everywhere you can. eBay, Craigslist, you know, Facebook even. There's an app that I just recently found out about. Super powerful moneymaker. It's called OfferUp. I downloaded OfferUp. I posted a couple items, and within 2 hours, I sold two things and made money right away. So OfferUp. Point being is you want to hit as many markets as you can with your item. You want as many eyeballs as possible. So yeah, that is the video I wanted to show you of a quick thrift store run. And I will be making more of these for you.